Dr. Richard Lugg is from the State Health Department. He joins me now. Good morning, Dr. Lugg.
Good morning, Rachel.
What part does choice play here? Do you survey the residents?
Yes, we do. And in fact, we've been up to Carnarvon and talked to a number of people in Carnarvon, including, I'm damn sure, Dave Bauer. We had long and useful chat with him, and we got a good feeling of the pulse of public opinion in Carnarvon, which we'll be reporting to our minister in due course.
Okay, it's been, I think, around about 30 years since the department last considered adding fluoride to Carnarvon's drinking water. So why revisit it now, Dr. Lugg?
About 92% of WA's population drinks fluoridated water, and in Perth, for example, it's been drunk for over 40 years. And so the fluoridation committee is just looking at those parts of the population that don't yet drink adequately fluoridated water, and Carnarvon happens to be one of them, and so we thought we'd better run it past the people there again.
Now, one of the arguments from, I think, the anti-fluoride group here is that Carnarvon has naturally occurring high levels of fluoride in its groundwater. So is that of concern?
No, it's actually a good thing. And we picked up loud and clear in Carnarvon that the local community would be quite relaxed about adequate levels of fluoride in their water, provided it was sourced from the natural bores. And we intend to discuss with the Water Corporation, which runs the water supply there, the options or possibilities of mixing the different bores to try to get a level of fluoride which would meet the normal requirements for fluoridated water without actually adding any fluoride. And we got the strong feeling that people in Carnarvon would much prefer that avenue. Whether that's technically possible, we haven't yet resolved, but it's something that we need to explore with the Water Corporation.
Dr. Lugg, where does the fluoride that you actually add to the water in West Australian towns come from?
It's sourced from different places, actually. There are different ways of adding fluoride to the water, and some of the material traditionally has come from Western Australia. Unfortunately, that material is no longer going to be available after this year, so the Water Corporation is sourcing some of it from New Zealand and some is coming from China. They're different compounds and they act in different ways, but they end up by delivering the same thing into the water supply, which is the simple fluoride ion, which is protective of teeth.
Let's say, just hypothetically, the majority of people in Carnarvon made it clear that they didn't want fluoride in the water. Is that something that the department would listen to and say, OK, well, this town won't have fluoride in its water, or is it something that you'd make an executive decision on?
Well, it's not something the department can make any decision on. All we can do is advise the minister, and we have a duty to advise him of the health issues and also a duty to advise him of the climate of community opinion.
OK. And do you have an idea of time frame here?
We're talking sometime next year before the minister would get to get this on his table for consideration.
Dr. Lugg, thanks for your time this morning.